Hi, I'm Norm Shealy.
NormShealy.com.
You are listening to Infinite Consciousness, your infinite access to the world
of the mind.
Welcome to Infinite Consciousness tonight, and thanks for listening. Tonight, we're going to talk to a man, Tony Steffen, who is the founder of a company called True Hope, who does amazing things with mood disorders and addictions. Mood disorders and addictions are curable, not patchable, but curable. And Tony has a story to tell that's pretty powerful, and it's what I've been using that's cured my daughter. So welcome, Tony, and thanks for taking the time to come on my show.
Well, thank you very much. It's wonderful to be with you tonight.
So before we get started, can you tell us a little bit about you and where people can find your website?
Okay.
We'll get into that in a minute. Just tell us a little bit about you and where we can find you.
Sure thing. No problem. If people want to follow up on this, they're welcome to attend our website at www.truehope, that's T-R-U-E-H-O-P-E, truehope, one word, .com, so truehope.com. There's much information there in the form of videos, life stories, people whose lives have been absolutely altered through the True Hope program. So please attend. You're more than welcome.
So, Tony, I'm just going to cut to the chase here. You have had a hell of a ride in your life with mood disorders. Your wife committed suicide, and your daughter and your son struggled tremendously. So I'd like for you to tell us how you came about developing this product and what it is and how you made it through those terrible tragedies.
No problem. No problem at all. This story begins before 1994, but it culminates in 1994 with the suicide loss of my wife, Debbie. Debbie had been diagnosed with bipolar affective disorder 1 with rapid cycling. It's the most severe diagnosis that you can have in the bipolar arena, and she was very, very ill. I need to put a caveat on everything that I say here. These individuals don't line up to sign up for these disorders. It's not of their own making. It's a huge issue in our society. Bipolar, depression, schizophrenia, anxiety disorders, all of these mood disorders coupled together represent close to 20% of our population where people are struggling with these issues. Some of them in a very severe way, some of them in a milder way, but enough to create a lot of problems in their lives. And she was very, very severe. Her father took his life 16 years before she did. In their family, it was a huge issue. At the time of my wife's death, she had been struggling severely. She wasn't interested in going on medication at all. And she eventually succumbed to that. And unfortunately, I didn't understand the length and breadth of this disorder and the effects that it had on her life. And she went to a doctor, and the local doctor put her on Prozac. And within 2 weeks, she was gone. She's a Prozac death. There's no question it altered her totally. Extremely negative, the effects of the Prozac on her life. She had struggled with this for 23 years and had just given up to a certain extent. And here we are. All of a sudden, I've lost my wife. I lost my father-in-law. And I have two children with the same diagnoses, my daughter Autumn and my son Joseph. And we were in a terrible, terrible state as a family. I mean, my family was literally coming unglued before my very eyes, and there wasn't a thing I could do about it. Go ahead.
Okay, one thing, just to cover us. Mr. Steffen is not a physician. I'm not a physician. We're not trying to diagnose, we're not attempting to diagnose, and we're not attempting to treat anybody. The information that we're providing you is just that. It's information for you to use and have hope for your life. I just want to make sure that everybody knows that we're not trying to break the law here. Sorry.
Good point, Eva. Very, very good point. I think that's important, and people have to come to their own realization and be able to take control of these things in their own way. But sadly enough, after I remarried about 8 months after, I married one of my first wife's best friends, and she had a great love for my wife, Debbie. And boy, howdy, it was a struggle, because my kids were not in good condition, and especially these two that suffered with bipolar. And she said to me, she said, look, we can't go to these small-town doctors anymore. We've got to get a professional involved. And so let's go to the University of Calgary, Tony. I've got an appointment lined up with a very well-renowned psychiatrist, one of the best in Western Canada. And so I've got this appointment. Took her about 3 months to get this appointment, but we went. We eventually went, and we took my son, Joseph. Joseph was in such terrible condition, Eva. It was incredible. He was extremely violent, absolutely out of control. He was on 750 milligrams of Carbolith or lithium, and he didn't like it. He didn't like the response that it gave him. He gained a lot of weight. He had brain fog. I think it depressed him more than anything. And he was absolutely violent and out of control. We took him up there under some resistance. It's about a three-hour drive to the University of Calgary, and sat in the waiting room there, and eventually we were called to go in. And this was a very good psychiatrist, very compassionate, good, kind lady. And she spent some time with us, and I started going through what he was going through, and she said, Mr. Stephan, please, spare me the details. I've worked with thousands and thousands and thousands of people with the same kind of condition as your son. You don't have to tell me about what he's doing. I can tell you what he's doing. So I left off with that. And I remember asking her, I said, look, with all of the millions of dollars in the pharmaceutical industry, with all of the tens of thousands of laboratories and scientists throughout the world, there must be a better answer for this, because I said, my wife lost it on Prozac, sadly, not her fault. My son's losing it on lithium. My daughter, Autumn, had been through many, many medication changes and was out of control, and she's losing her marriage. Her husband can't live with her anymore. So I said, there must be something better, right? And she said, no. These are the finest medications that are available and the finest treatments. I said, they're not working. She said, you're going to have to be patient, Mr. Stephan, and you're going to have to wait until we get the right combination of medications. I said, but my daughter's sedated and she's still out of control. And I pushed the envelope, I guess, once too many times. And she said, Mrs. Stephan, I need you to take your son, Joseph, and go out in the waiting room. I have to talk to your husband alone and close the door behind you. And when the door closed, it was like a shotgun going off in my face. I mean, she just ripped into me. She said, you need a wake-up call, Mr. Stephan. You need to understand that what you see is what you've got, and you're not going to change it. And no, he's never going to be cured. And no, he may be sedated, but he will never be better. And I said, well, I can't do this. This young man will never have a wife because he's out of control. He will never have a job. He will never have a career. He will never have an education. And she basically said, live with it. Mr. Stephan, I'm going to show you something. And she flipped open the DSM-4. I didn't even know what that is. It's a Diagnostic Statistical Manual, Volume 4. And they use this, Eva, to, you probably know more about it than I do, to delineate or to diagnose individuals with different disorders, whether it's ADHD or clinical depression or anxiety or whatever. It's all in the book. And she flopped the book open. I have never seen this before. And she said, "Do you see what it says here, Mr. Stephan? This disorder becomes more chronic with age. Do you understand that it's going to get worse, not better? Look what it says here. It's a recurrent disorder, Mr. Stephan. That means it's incurable. It's not going to go away. And Mr. Stephan, you need to understand, he has a very, very high possibility that he's going to suicide like his mother and his grandfather. And there's nothing you can do." Boy, howdy. I think that trip home felt like an eternity. I think I was more depressed than the young man was. Because I realized right then and there, Eva, that there's no answer. This is one of the finest psychiatrists. And unfortunately, with all of her compassion and kindness, good person, she wasn't able to give me hope. In fact, she shattered every bit of hope I had that he was going to get better on the medications. Some people have said to me after that, "Boy, what an enemy." And I say, no, no, this was a friend. Because she gave me the wake-up call, and it sent me reeling and looking for an answer, because I realized right then and there, after she shattered all the hope, that there was no medication that was going to restore my family. End of point, right there.
Wow.
Shocking.
Sorry.
Well, we went home. And I started looking. I went and visited with a neuroscientist at the University of Lethbridge. He wrote a book called Fundamentals of Human Neuropsychology. This man is renowned. Dr. Brian Kolb won the Killam Award. It's a worldwide award for neuroscience. He wrote the book that talked about bipolar disorder. I sat with him. He gave me a copy of the book. I read the textbook. I visited with people. Everyone I visited with had a sad story. There was nobody that could say, when I would say, "Do you know anything about bipolar?" "Oh, yes, I understand that. My aunt Betty had bipolar." "Oh, well, how's she doing?" "She's dead." "What? What happened?" "Well, the medications took her liver out eventually, and she died in the institution." These are the kinds of stories that I would hear. I never heard a story, "Yes, oh yeah, we fed this person this, they took this therapy, and they got better." I couldn't find anybody. And I'm thinking, what? What are we doing? There's got to be an answer here. And, you know, Eva, you probably heard that saying, there are no atheists in the foxholes. You probably heard that before. Well, I wasn't an atheist, because I always believe in God. But I realized I was in the foxhole of life. I realized there wasn't going to be an answer coming from the medical community. And I'm not here to criticize them. They're doing whatever they can with whatever tools they have, right? But it's broken. It's not working. And so you know, I started searching. I started talking to everybody. I started praying. I started fasting. I started looking at things spiritually. I had this feeling that came over me one day that said to me, there's no way that this can be the right way. I don't think that God designed people to come here and have a life like this. This isn't a life. They don't have agency. They don't have human will. They can't make decisions on their own. It's like they're captive to their brain, and their brain is broken. There's something wrong. A chemical imbalance, whatever it is tearing them apart and tearing the lives of the people that they live with apart, you see. And so it was a terrifying ordeal as I began to really come to the realization that there was nothing out there. And I started praying and praying. And you know what was interesting? As I would pray about this, I'd say, "Father, there's something wrong here. I don't believe these people were meant to come here." And I used to have these profound spiritual feelings that would come over me that would tell me, no, this isn't it, but it'll be okay. But it wasn't okay, but it'll be okay. And I kept on that search. I kept on looking. I kept on praying. I kept on talking. I read so many medical books. I looked at so many medical studies that were performed in the, and, you know, held in the medical libraries of these different universities. Couldn't find a thing. And, you know, I had an interesting experience because I took a position, and I looked after 26 buildings here in southern Alberta. We live close, just above the Montana border. And I took this position looking after 26 buildings. And one of the guys that I worked with, he was the owner's liaison. And I used to visit with him. We had commonalities. He had a big family. I got a big family. And we used to talk, and I would tell him how bad it was in my home. Like, I had to go get my son a couple times a week out of school because he would start fights, and they're threatening to throw him out. The principal was very good. He was a very kind man. When I told him he had bipolar disorder, he said, I'll keep him here as long as I can, Mr. Stephan, but if it gets really bad, he's going to have to go. And so he did. He kept his word. And I tried to keep my son in there, and I'm doing this, and I'm telling this man about what I'm going through. And, you know, he stopped me as we were walking down the hall, and he put his hand on my shoulder, and he said, I'm going to tell you something. I used to formulate feed for livestock. And I'm thinking, oh, okay, where's this going? And he said, I used to work in the hog pens. I said, okay. And he said, I was responsible for hundreds of thousands of hogs in the northwest of the U.S. and the western part of Canada, British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan. And he said, I had all these Hutterite colonies. They're like Amish. And they had huge hog operations in those areas. And he said, I would formulate the feed. And he said, I used to see something that wasn't all that uncommon. It's called ear and tail biting syndrome in these hogs. And I'm thinking, where is this going? And he said, these animals would become explosive. And I'm thinking, wow, that sounds like my son. And they would rage, like road ragers, like people that just blow up. I'm thinking of my son. And they become hyper irritable. And I'm thinking, wow, he's not describing hogs. He's describing my son's behavior, the behavioral elements of his mood disorder. And he said, but you know what? These animals would attack one another, and they would rip off an ear, tear off a tail, they'd become violent, tear out a piece of the flank. And he said, if you didn't pen them away from each other, and I'm thinking about all of the violent episodes that we had with my son, you see, if you didn't pen these animals away from each other, you'd have a fatality. But he said, we learned very quickly in the agricultural science that you could nutrate away the disorder. Nutrate? What does that mean? Nutrition. You could actually feed these animals nutrition and it would go away? And he said, absolutely. It was discovered years and years and years before. And you know, Eva, I never understood what a real spiritual experience was until that very moment. Because when he told me that, it was like it lit me up from the top of my head to my toes. There was such a feeling that came over me that said, yes, this is it. You've arrived. It's here. There's the answer that you've been praying for. Just a profound epiphany. If ever there was an epiphany, that was it. And I knew that what he was telling me was exactly true. And I said, you've got to help me. And so armed with the information that he had gained in his 20 years of experience in the livestock arena, looking after animals, and with my desire to see restoration come to my family, we set out and we started putting together this nutrient protocol. But there was a belief there that this thing was going to do something positive for my family. And so we did. And over the next 6 months, we tried different things on my son. I don't want to say I experimented. That doesn't sound very good. You don't experiment with people. But I gave him nutritional supplements these were not hog feed, like they reported in the papers up here. They said, Mr. Stefan fed his son pig pills. Oh, yeah, pigs don't eat pills. But it was very funny how when the press got hold of this, they really made something of it. But they were enamored with what was happening. The press was extremely interested. And go ahead.
What kind of nutrition, what kind of supplements was it?
Well, what we did is we combined vitamins and minerals that were being used for human consumption with amino acids, and we tried different levels. And in November, the second last run that we had, November of 1995, so this is coming up to 2 years since my wife had suicided. This is how long it took. We put him on a protocol, and he was on that till about the first week of January, and I would say that he got about 15%, 20% better. He smoothed out a little bit, but never enough to get off of his lithium, never enough to be functional, but you could actually see a change in him. January 17th of that month, 1996, we put him on a new protocol. 3 days later, he ran out of his lithium prescription. And my wife and I, she was very afraid of what I was doing. She just thought this was crazy, what you're doing, Tony. But I said, we've got to find an answer. Because otherwise, he's never going to have a life. He'll never be able to hold his own child. He'll never be able to support his own family. He'll have nothing.
What
if we don't find an answer. We put him on a combination of vitamins and minerals, amino acids, and things like calcium, magnesium, phosphorus, zinc, selenium at varying levels. And we put him on an antioxidant. We've done a lot of research. We read a lot into the effects of these different nutrients and how they affect the brain. And there were some amino acids that were used as carriers that we put in there as well. 3 days later, he ran out of his lithium prescription. My wife came to me and she said, dear, I have to go down to the pharmacy and get this refilled. And I said, don't do that. And she calls it a family discussion. I call it a fight, whatever. I mean, these were stressful times. And I lost. And she went down to the pharmacy and got the lithium prescription. She brought it back, and she said, oh, I don't feel very good about this, but look, I'm not going to interfere. You just know what happens when he gets off of his lithium, and he just goes wild, and he would. And not that the lithium was doing anything wonderful for him, because it wasn't. It was just sedating him and shutting him down, right? And he was shaking like a leaf all the time, you know? Now, the interesting thing is, I took that lithium bottle and took it upstairs and opened the medicine cabinet and put it in there. And Eva, I never had to take it down and use it. Because within 30 days, this boy was absolutely normal.
Really?
Within 30 days, he was sound. At 6 weeks out from the time he started on this last protocol, we were sitting on the couch together and he said, Dad, where was I? Why was I so angry? Why was I wanting to hurt people? Why was I so violent? And I said, Joe, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. That wasn't you. That was your chemistry. You're okay. And you know, he's done so well. He's never looked back. Do you know that 17 years ago now? 18 years ago? 18 years ago. 17 years, actually, sorry. And this young man has never looked back. He married a young lady that suffered with severe bipolar. He said, Dad, can we fix her? And already there had been thousands of people who become normal that suffered with bipolar and depression and the anxiety and these different things at that point. And he married that young lady and he fixed her up. They've had 4 children. They go to work, they don't take medications, they don't require psychiatric intervention. They're well, along with tens and tens and tens of thousands of people since then. Absolutely. Some people say it's a miracle. It's not a miracle. It's what we need to make our brain and our central nervous system fire appropriately. Nutrition, that's all it is. There's no magic pill here. It's proper, absorbable, bioavailable nutrition. That's all this is. And it's been heralded in the media in Canada and the U.S. U.S. Today ran a major article about this. Discovery Channel did a one-hour documentary. Discover Magazine ran an eight-page article about this. There's been media all over the world that's heralded this as a modern-day miracle. And it's not a miracle. It was an answer to prayer, yes, but it's proper nutrition, and it's working. My daughter came down. She got released, my daughter Autumn. I'm telling you about how Joseph healed up, stepped back to me with me just in 1996. My daughter gets home to her husband from the psych ward, basically living there, and now she's been released into his custody to try and help him. She's extremely ill. He brings her down. I talked to her about this. She got really angry. I'm not going to do this. My doctor says if I come off my medications ever, I'll die. I didn't force her to do it. 2 days while she was down, in February of 1996, 2 days into it, she went into a major anxiety fit. And I won't say I forced her, but I constrained her to take the nutrition. 7 days later, this young lady's looking after herself and now looking after her four-year-old boy, whereas before she couldn't. She was totally dysfunctional. She couldn't look after anybody, let alone herself. And she's written a bestseller here in Canada, published by HarperCollins, called A Promise of Hope. If you go to Amazon.com, you can actually get the book. Amazing. And she's never looked back. The same thing. It's been 17 years of absolute wellness. And she travels all over the U.S. and Canada talking to hundreds and hundreds of people at a time in these large meetings, telling about hope and how people can overcome these things and how they are absolutely curable. There's no question. And how nutrition is the answer to make our body respond appropriately. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful thing. It's just been a blessing to our family.
So let me ask you this. This was not an easy journey with the government.
Not at all.
Tell us a little bit about how that happened. I don't want you to spend too much time because we have so much to talk about. But
sure.
You know that
1997, we actually put together this product. And we were mostly giving it away at that time.
Because
Empower Plus. We call it Empower Plus. And the reason why we called it that is because it empowers people. It brings them back to square one where they should be. It empowers the mind and the body. And we were producing this. And Health Canada came across this. I'll tell you what happened. We went to the University of Calgary, back to the psychiatrist there, and they became interested. They became interested in what we were doing. And they ran a pilot study with 10 people, and they found that people were coming off their medications and normalizing. And they received an invitation to the Canadian Psychiatric Association. That's like the American Psychiatric Association, only it's in Canada, the CPA. Annual general meeting in 2001. And they wanted them to come and speak on this. So they've made a poster presentation and talks. And interestingly enough, CTV, if you go on our website, you'll see it. There's a link to YouTube. CTV, Canadian television, they're the largest cross-country television network. They ran a story about this on their national news at night. So all these Canadians saw this wonderful story where they talked about hope. And like I say, you can go actually see it. There's a YouTube clip of that out there, and we have a link to it from our website. And the next morning, I got a phone call from Health Canada in Ottawa. That's like your FDA. And they said, shut it down. I said, what? Shut it down. You didn't ask for permission to speak. to the news about this. I said, I don't have to ask for permission. We have a constitution in Canada, just like you do. And up here, we have the right to freedom of opinion, freedom of speech, just like you do down there. And they said, you don't have any rights. We're going to charge you. If you don't shut this thing off now, you're not going to do any research. You're going to forget about this thing, and you're going to make it all go away. And I said, I'm not doing that. And they wrote us a cease and a desist order saying, you're out. And we didn't ignore it. We tried to work with them. We tried to reason with them. We wanted them to visit with the researchers because now there's been 3 medical journal publishings. Isn't that interesting? At that point in 2001, there was 3 peer-reviewed medical journal publishings independent. We didn't pay for the research. We couldn't afford it. And they ignored all that. And they said, we're not interested in talking with Dr. Kaplan or Dr. Steven Simpson or Dr. Chris Gorman or any of the researchers that have been involved in this. We're not going there. You're just going to go away. And we couldn't. If we went away, my children would suicide like their mother and grandfather. And I tried to explain this to them. And they said, nope, you're going away. And then they sent us a second cease and desist order, and they sent us a 3rd one, and we're still trying to work with them. And one sunny, warm June morning in 2003, the front door came in, and there was 9 armed police officers from the RCMP with 8 Health Canada / like FDA agents. And they tore our place apart. They corralled all the women that work in the call center that were working with people all over the world into an office and started interrogating them. And I came in there and they said, you're the guy. You're selling this drug, this illegal drug. And I said, well. And they said, we want to see some of this. And I said, well, we don't sell it out of here. But there's a bottle that one of the women uses here because she used to suffer with a mental condition, and she works for us because it's helped her life so much. Well, I want to have a look at that right now, said the commanding officer. So I took the bottle over, and he said, let me have a look at this. Vitamin A. Calcium. Vitamin B6? This looks like this stuff that my wife feeds my kids every morning, like Flintstones or some kind of vitamins. And I said, yeah, it's vitamins, minerals, amino acids. He said, what? This isn't a drug. And I said, you're right. It's not a drug. And he said, what are we doing here? I said, I'll show you what you're doing here. And I sat down with him. I gave him hundreds of letters from people saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. My wife is restored. I've got my sweetheart back. My daughter is doing great. My son's in school again. He's out of the reformatory. My husband is now able to go to work. He hasn't worked in 10 years. Like hundreds of letters, and he's reading this, and he's got tears running down his cheeks. He's saying, what the heck? What are we doing here? And then I showed him the evidence, the medical journal publishings. He got so angry. At the end, like that search and seizure, Eva, went from 8 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock the next morning. And when we locked up the building at 5 o'clock in the morning, he walked up to me and he grabbed me. This is the sergeant. And he gave me a hug. And he says, go get him. Go get him. I can see through this clearly what the game is and what they're trying to do here. You guys are doing good things to help people, and they're just trying to shut this down. I can see that clearly. And we ended up going to court. They charged us criminally, and the government of Canada lost. They lost. And the court put a provision against us under Section 217 of the Criminal Code. And what it says is when you're doing something that's helping somebody, you cannot stop that if it's going to cause that person to be harmed. And they made a declaration in the court, Eva, that we could not shut this down. That if our FDA came to us and ordered this thing shut down, we were to ignore that. Because people would suicide, people would be injured, people would be hospitalized. So here we are now today, proven in court, where we have a court endorsement on this, proven in practice, over 80,000 people have touched this product to their lips, and tens of thousands of those people are normalized, and proven in science. We now have 17 peer-reviewed medical journal publishings from 13 different universities, and 30 university researchers have done this work. And the exciting thing about this is we haven't bought that research. We didn't pay for it. We couldn't. We estimate there's somewhere between $25 to $30 million worth of research that has been put into this, and we didn't pay for it. We couldn't have done it. And that's the miracle of this, because it now has been proven to be absolutely efficacious in helping people to find restoration. And all it is an extremely bioavailable nutritional micronutrient supplement. And it works.
So let me ask you this. Does it help with addictions too?
Yes. I'll tell you why. It's because we put in there two amino acids, L-phenylalanine and L-glutamine. And there is science. Everything that you're talking about to me tonight is science-driven. We're not into hokey-pokey. There are absolute studies that show that people that have cravings and addictions, that if they use significant levels of L-phenylalanine and L-glutamine, two amino acids that are necessary for proper brain function, that it will assist people in coming out of their alcoholism and drug-addicted states. There's great, great research, and we put that into the product as well.
So another question I have, you know, I use this product on my own family. My husband is bipolar. I think I told you that my daughter was raped and developed a subsequent addiction to street drugs.
Terrible.
And I use it. I don't have a mood disorder anymore, but I did have terrible fatigue because of all the trauma, you know.
And oh, yeah.
What I noticed was within about 5 days, I suddenly had energy.
Yes.
I could do things. So could you talk about that and talk a little bit about
sure.
the importance of your gut and candida? And
sure thing. I'll review that with you. If you go and look up on the website, do a Google search of the 1992 Earth Summit. Earth Summit. It was held in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. And it was sponsored by the World Health Organization and the UN. They came up, not with postulations, but with evidence, hardcore evidence, that American and Canadian, North American topsoils are now leached as much as 85%. In other words, 85% of the mineral stock has been taken, the micronutrients have been taken out of that soil. I'll explain to you how that happens and why. In North America, we have the highest preponderance, the highest rate of mental conditions than any other continent in the world, if you want to put it that way. China, according to that research in that 1992 Earth Summit, was only 37% depleted. Why? Because they recycle all the human waste back on the land. We don't do that. We don't recycle. And so we leach our soils. We say, oh, I'm going to grow one section, a mile by a mile of corn. And we take that corn, we grow it, we get the corn cobs, maybe humans are going to eat that, maybe it's for cows or pig feed, and we remove everything, the stalks of corn, and we basically rape the land in that sense. We remove everything, and the soil becomes depleted. And so what happens is the animals that eat off of that soil are in a depleted state. And I'm not saying we're animals, but we're eating off the same soil. The same stuff that we get out of the grocery stores has been grown in depleted soil. So there's a lack of the micro and macro elements Take a look at the staggering numbers of children now with asthma. And what did they find in emergency medicine? That if you take somebody that's in respiratory arrest and you crank them up with magnesium, with an intravenous injection of magnesium, that you can actually stop the asthma attack? Magnesium. Isn't that interesting? That's one of the top soil nutrients that's been removed. Take a look at the level of osteoporosis, especially among women over the age of 70. Shocking. Why? Because they cycle on a monthly basis, or they did until they went into menopause, and they lost mega amounts of nutrition that wasn't replaced. What do? We eat white bread, we eat food that's depleted, and people say, oh, he's a fattest. White bread? Well, there was a study that shows that whole wheat meal compared to white flour, the white flour only has 7% of the mineral stock that the whole wheat meal has in it. You see what we're doing to ourselves? So we're eating depleted food. There was a book written by Bernard Jensen, Dr. Bernard Jensen, called The Empty Harvest. It's absolutely true. So what we have to do is we have to replenish that in our body now by supplementing. No question. And what do we find when we replenish? People wake up, they have higher energy, their immune system. I take this product every day. Every day I take Empower Plus, but I also take fish oil capsules, extra vitamin D as an anti-cancer agent. I also take 6,000 to 7,000 milligrams per day of vitamin C. I do alfalfa tablets because that's a very rich form of mineralized plant because it pulls the minerals from as much as 30 to 40 feet below the surface. I take lots of nutrition. What have I found? I'm going to be 60 in September, and I'm more alive now, almost at the age of 60, than what I was at 40, I can tell you right now. It's been so long since I've had a cold or a flu. Why? Because of nutrition. And it doesn't just work on brain disorders or central nervous system disorders. It works on the whole body. The whole body. You see, that's the key to it. And so people taking this product find greater levels of immune health. They also find greater levels of energy and strength. And it's amazing what it can do.
So is this product available to the general public, or do you have to have a prescription?
Oh, no. No. It's not a drug. And so people come to our website at truehope.com. And they order it every day, and we ship it out, and people take it. You don't have to have a mental condition in order to take this. I take it every day, and if I did have a mental condition, I wouldn't be ashamed to admit it now at all. That's the stigma. People say, oh, I don't want to talk about this. I've got bipolar. I want to keep this secret. Because we've been taught to be ashamed. Instead of realizing that bipolar is no different than diabetes, or asthma, or some other condition of the body. I'm not saying it has the same effect. I'm just saying that it's a physiological thing, you see. There's huge, huge, huge dollars in mental health. It's staggering how much money your country and our country spend, and the global medical system, on mental health conditions. Whereas we could resolve these things very, very quickly if we took appropriate nutrition. The key is it must be bioavailable. It must be chelated so that the body can uptake it. That's the key.
So let me ask you this. Can you describe for my listening audience, because with my own husband, he went to his psychiatrist 16 years ago and told him that he was depressed, and he put him on Paxil. So many people don't understand the difference between bipolar and depression. Can you help describe that so they can identify whether they suffer that or not, possibly?
Sure, I can. Now, this is not a diagnostic tool. It suggests that you review for yourself, anybody that's listening. But depression is called unipolar. That means it has one pole. It's a down. It's depression. You're down. You don't feel good. You're, in many cases, very lethargic, lack of energy, extremely depressing thoughts, suicidality can become a part of that. In other words, suicidal thinking, just a darkened thinking. That's depression, okay? Oftentimes, people in depression will have weight gain. Oftentimes, it's tied to thyroid function as well, and they'll gain excessively. Bipolar is different. It has two poles. That's why they call it bipolar. It has a very high euphoric pole, and it has a very low depressive pole. Now, each and every one of us mood swing to a certain extent every day. If you could look at a straight line, people that are normal, whatever that is, because there's no real definition, we're all different, would waver. We know we might get a little bit, not euphoric, but excited. And then some days we wake up and we say, well, it's not such a good day, but I'm going to keep on going. You know, we go up and down a little bit. But a person with severe bipolar, that's exacerbated. Huge highs and crashing lows. And it gets to the point that these individuals are out of control, excessive spending, euphoric thinking, and then extremely suicidal thinking in the depressive mode. Unrealistic behavior. This is what my wife experienced, and her father as well, and the members of my family that suffered with it. And it seems like it's an out-of-control mechanism within the, how do I put that? My own belief is that we do produce all of these brain chemicals, these neuropeptides and neurotransmitters, but in somebody with bipolar, I don't think that they're producing the appropriate levels. There isn't the proper controls. And so they get out of control in the sense of having these huge highs. When they're in the high, they can't sleep, sleepless nights, high energy, and then all of a sudden you have the crash, that kind of thing. And that might be what your husband, do you see those types of symptoms as I describe those?
Oh, absolutely. I mean,
yeah, that's very typical.
Like a kid, you know, bothering everybody in everybody's personal space and you know, hyper and can't sleep, and then he goes into these deep, dark, well, he would go into these deep, dark depressions, but he's on this product, and that hasn't been happening now.
Well, there you go. Paxil, taking Paxil can be very dangerous. Your FDA has a warning on the website about it because it's addictive, it's hard to come off of, and it does, in some cases, create homicidal and or suicidal thinking. You'll find that on the FDA site, just like you do on the Health Canada site. There's warnings about these medications as well. That's why I lost my wife to suicide, because of Prozac.
Yes, that I've seen that behavior too. Now let me ask you this, because we don't have too much time. Does it help spectrum disorders like ADD and ADHD and autism? Does it help that, have you found?
Well, we now have a study with 40 people produced by the University of Hawaii. If you go on our website, you can actually pull the studies down. And that study was completed on autism, and they had some great success. They've also found that loading good levels of fish oils in combination with this works very, very well. There's some good information out there on diet as well. And so have them take a look at our website as well, but there's also some good information out there now on some of the studies that have been affected with children and adults with autism and having a greater measure of success. Yes.
Okay, two questions here. One, I'd like for you to talk about the gut, its relationship to, you know, being able to absorb nutrients. What was my other question?
Okay.
Can't remember.
Candida as well, that kind of thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you talk about the... I know my other question. My other question was, what diet do you recommend to help?
I recommend that people eat more whole food. You don't have to be a fanatic. I'm a little bit overweight, so I'm getting on my bicycle in the summertime, and I'll lose 20 pounds, and I'll feel a lot better. But we need to eat more whole, live food. Some people go overboard. Some people say we're not eating meat. I'm not advocating that at all. I think that meat is a good thing in our diet when it's used appropriately. And, you know, like anything to excess is not good. We need to eat more fruits and vegetables and live food. And that's what gives us better gut health. Those enzymes, live enzymes in these foods. When we cook them, we kill them. A stir fry that's not overheated is a very good thing. But when we take, for instance, I love broccoli. Broccoli is wonderful. But have you ever noticed you put it in the pot and you put the water in there and you boil it, and then you have to dump all that green liquid down the sink, down the drain? That's the nutrition going down the hole. So the more that we eat live and not cooked in that sense, especially in the summertime out of our gardens, eating whole foods, the better our health will be. But you'll still have to supplement. Take fish oils, do everything else. The gut is number one. We say, oh, no, it's not. The brain is. Uh-uh. The brain is secondary. Talk to people with irritable bowel syndrome and see how they feel. If their gut is not working properly, the brain is not functioning properly because it's not getting the nutrition. So we need to look after our stomach. We can use enzymes, probiotics, bacteria, friendly bacteria. Eat lots of raw food. We always suggest to people, too, eat lots of raw broccoli because it really creates a bacterial strata in the gut, which is very, very positive. So there's a lot of things that you can do on your own besides just taking supplements as well, right?
You know, they say now there's a man at Harvard, Michael Gershon, that wrote a book a couple of years ago called Gut, the Second Brain, and they say that the gut has more neurons in it than the brain.
I believe that.
Yeah, so if you're, you know, for your serotonin, your gut makes that serotonin. So if you don't have a healthy gut, then you're not going to be able to make neurotransmitters that you need to make to be able to have stable moods.
Well, there's more serotonin in the gut than there is in the brain, and serotonin's responsible to make us feel emotionally well. But a lack of it in the brain and in the gut causes the gut to slow down, and then you don't digest properly, and then you're in trouble. Recent studies coming out of England and the United States have identified that there's a strict relationship between irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, colitis, and mental conditions. There's a tie there. They found in one study that over 90% of the participants that had a gut disorder had a current mental psychiatric condition as well. Isn't that interesting? You see?
You sell another product that I'd like to talk about just for a moment. You sell something called an olive leaf extract. Can you tell
yes.
What it is and why people might want to consider using that product?
It's very, very important. Once again, you can go to True Hope, truehope.com, and read about this and purchase this as well. Olive leaf extract is wonderful for candida. Because of the overuse of antibiotics in our society, we tend to kill off gut flora, and then we don't digest properly. And our system becomes filled with yeast, and we can actually become systemically ill because of the yeast condition. And so when you take OLE, or olive leaf extract, as we call it when we sell it, there's a natural agent in there that kills yeast. And so people take it, and they get their yeast under control. I used to have yeast patches under my arm, under my arms, my armpits, on the back of my ears, necks, and, of course, in warm places. So that's very, very common for both men and women. I don't have that anymore. I had a yeast patch on my eyelid that was there for years and years. After using OLE, it got rid of it because it destroys the yeast. And you'll always have a certain amount, but it's like grass and weeds. How does your lawn look? If you nutrate the lawn, the grass should kill out the weeds, you see? And it's the same thing with our gut flora. You need to make sure that you're using probiotics, and if you have candida, if you pass a candida test that says that you have it, then you need an agent like OLE, olive leaf extract.
Well, I just want to say one thing. You have an employee that works for you, Teresa Kolpak. I just want to tell you something. That is the most wonderful woman. She has saved my children, and I appreciate that you educate your employees and allow them to do the work that they do. I can't thank you enough.
Well, we're very blessed to have her because she is very, very intuitive. Wonderful lady.
She's great. So can you take a few minutes, and you've got 5 minutes. Tell us again where to find you and talk about anything else left that we haven't talked about that you feel is important to cover.
I think it's really important if your listening audience will spend some time on our website at True Hope. That's truehope.com. There are probably 40 to 50 videos, short clips, 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes long, of individuals who have suffered with these terrifying conditions and have come back. Go spend some time there. Take a look at the research. It's bona fide, peer-reviewed medical journal publishings, studies that have been completed on this product and its mechanisms, how it works, and why it works so very, very well. But spend some time there. If you're suffering with a mental condition or someone that you love, know this, that there is an answer. I didn't used to believe that. I do now, and I've known that for years now. There was a time in my life that I had lost hope. But that hope, of course, has long since returned when I've seen literally tens of thousands of people find normality. I used to hear these words, oh, that's sad, incurable disorder. I don't believe that anymore. I don't think anything's incurable. I think that there's an answer for everything if we look long and hard enough, if we spend time in prayer. Some people don't agree with that. Sorry, that's my existence. I believe that's how we found this answer, and it's helped so many, many people. And I'm not trying to be cavalier about that, but I believe in a just God, and I believe absolutely that there are answers for everything that we're looking for out there. But we have to put the energy into it. And there's a lot of people that have already done this work for us in assisting in finding answers. So go get it. If you're suffering with a mental condition or someone that you know and love, you don't have to do this anymore. They can become absolutely normal, and they can get their life back. And we'll help you in every way that we can. We have counselors at True Hope. If you call 1-888-TRUE-HOPE, 1-888-TRUE-HOPE, there's no charge for that. People can help line you up and talk to you about these conditions, and they'll refer you to the right places as well. That's what we do. I believe that's our life's mission, and we're excited to work with people. So thank you very much.
There you go, people. I'm here to tell you, this man is not out there just to make some money. This man is changing and saving people's lives. He saved my daughter's life, and he saved my husband's life. If you have a mood disorder in yourself or one of your family members or an addiction, please, please consider taking the time to go to this website and look into this product and order it. I'm telling you, you'll see a difference in 5 days. Thank you so much, Tony, for taking the time to share your story. And I'm sure it's a painful story for you to have to talk about, but I'm so grateful and I'm so happy that your son and your daughter are okay now.
Well, I always say we have the same blessing as other people, and that's what it's about, just finding restoration. So thank you for having me on tonight. It's been a pleasure. All the best to you.
Thank you, Tony, and good night.
Take care. Bye now.